Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we are breaking down how to have a sold-out launch in just 4 weeks, something I've perfected over the years, and now I'm here to teach you exactly how you can do the same. And the way I do this is by putting things in four categories over 4 weeks. So I want you to write this down. The first is the hype week. The second is the value. The third is the announcement. And the last one is the enrollment. And now I'm going to actually break down each and every one of these categories. But first, let's just get an overarching feel of when I say hype, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hinting. When I see so many of the mistakes that entrepreneurs make is they omit this hype phase. They go straight to wanting to sell their offer. And I'm sorry, humans, like too soon, too fast. Like I want to know a little bit more about the behind the scenes. This is not about being fake or salesy. This is about you just actually sharing something that you love. And so I'm going to give you a couple of ways that I love to be in the hype phase. Closed circle. If you're on social media, please leverage closed circle. This is one of the things that I did in one of my last launches where I got 100 and something people on my closed circle list. I started to give them exclusive content behind the scenes. And I started to leverage my stories. Guess what? I got a bunch of sales from that. And I didn't have to do anything else besides really show up for the people that were already opting in. So I used my stories and I told people, hey, do you want to know a little bit more on how to sell out your offer in 4 weeks? Click yes. I'll add you to my close friends list where I'll be sharing exclusive content. All of the people that said yes, I created that close circle and then I really warmed them up. I really nurtured them and I really engaged with them. So I did a lot of polls. I did a lot of Q&A. And that was one thing that I really loved to do during that hype phase. The other thing that I did was I created the backstory on why I even wanted to create the offer. Again, so much of this is storytelling. Yes, I get it. There has to be a problem. There has to be a solution. But guess what? People need to know, trust, and like you to buy. And if they have no freaking clue on the origins of why you created this offer, then they may not feel connected to it. And so get really, really clear on giving the backstory and also what problem are you resolving? So in the hype phase of anything, I love to remind people, oh my God, something is coming. I've been looking out in the market and I've been seeing that there's been this consistent problem and I'm raising my hand. I'm going to create an offer. I cannot wait to share it with you. Maybe I'll show them some behind the scenes of my modules or a video that I'm creating or even a simple Word document of a brain dump. Whatever it is, I'm hyping the offer up and I'm giving them a sneak peek. Gather a list of people who are also interested in the hype phase. This is if you already have a warm audience and you're somebody who already feels like you potentially have the clients within your network, well, maybe start sharing it with them. I love to share our upcoming offers with our current audience. All right, let's move on to the second because again, every single phase, I want you to spend an entire week. And if you just look at the hype phase, I just gave you a ton of different ideas where every single day you can be showing up on social media through your email marketing and really be hyping up that offer. The second thing is about value. Are we sick and tired of hearing this word value? You know, it's so funny. When I first started becoming an entrepreneur, there are two things that really tripped me up. I remember I did a writing workshop and the person said, what are the person's pain points? And I'm like, what? Do you mean physical pain? Like I was literally so confused. And then they said, no, what problems do they have? And I'm like, why don't you just say problems? Like, what the hell is it with this pain point? And I was actually a yoga teacher at the time, so I really felt like, oh my God, does this person have a hip problem? So anyways, all of this freaking business jargon, this is why I love to break this down for our spiritual entrepreneurs, because we just need practicality. Value is a simple way to share with people your expertise and your mastery. Okay, so when we say value, I want you to think about, what can I share with my audience right now where they will feel like they're gaining so much from whatever it is that you're sharing that they're going to say, holy crap, this person literally is providing so much value in my life. They have shifted my perspective that I wonder what it feels like to work with them. If their free stuff is like this, if their Instagram post is like this, if their email is this good, I can't even imagine what their offer would be like. And now I'm going to go ahead and give you specific examples on ways that you can show up with valuable content and just value in general. So I want to share this specific example about one of our Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Biz students, where they came to me and they said, I am not ready to put this out in the market. I'm not ready to offer my offering. What do I do? And I'm like, you need to build trust. You need to value stack your content. This is what creates that know, like, and trust factor. Well, this is the same element that you want to bring into your launch phase. Launch phase number two is all about teaching moments, because that is where people gain the biggest value. This is about thought leadership. Right now, one of the two hottest things on social media is carousels and reels. These two pieces of content, you should be leveraging, especially videos. And so thought leadership content, I love to see these in a carousel. I love to use all 10 slides, and I really am so intentional with my carousels. They're basically my captions that are repurposed. Now, they're not just any old caption. It literally can be an ebook. I am really breaking down specific things like how to sell out your offer in 4 weeks. Here are the 4 steps. Here are the 7 things that I learned becoming a millionaire. Here are the 5 mistakes I've made. Whatever it is, it's very, very tangible. So think about ways that you can be showing up in that value. And one of the biggest ways that you can show up in value is by having a lead magnet. I know, humans, I'm over here, you know, praying to the cosmic gods, because listen, when I first started my business, I skipped lead magnet altogether. I just found it really overwhelming. I did a couple of free challenges and it just wasn't for me. I felt like the results that I got from that really were really low compared to all the effort and all of the energy that it took me to write all these emails, to show up, to create a landing page. So in the beginning of my business, I skipped it. And so if you're there, that's fine. But if you're somebody who truly in this market wants to expand their empire, I just want to tell you that times have changed. Your business is not going to survive. I'm very practical. I'm very straight up. You need a lead magnet. Why? What is a lead magnet? It's an opportunity for you to bring as many people to the top of the funnel, which means you are bringing in 10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000 people into potentially a webinar. Maybe a freebie, maybe a PDF, maybe a series. Why? Because ultimately, if you do that and you do it in the topic of which you will eventually sell that offer, you'll have a lot more people to market. I remember I invested at least $12,000 on a mentor. And they taught me so many valuable things. And by the way, that was only a 4-hour VIP day. And one of the things that they showed me was, Melissa, if you don't have an amazing start to your launch is shit. Like, your launch is going to fall apart. And I never understood that until I realized, and I've done so many launches in the past 5 years. I can't tell you how many times I launch. I launch almost every other month because I have so many different ideas. If it's not a freebie, it's a paid offer. We are running our retreats almost every 3 to 4 months. Like, there is always something happening. And the thing that I realized, that it's so true. If you don't have qualified clients, you're going to have a sales problem. So when my clients come to me and they're like, oh my God, I'm not able to close as many sales as I want, I always ask them, where's your launch calendar? Where are you in it? And I can tell right away, they're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, you're winging it. You need a process. You need a framework. Please do not skip this. I'm not going to get into it too much inside of this specific episode, but this is all about balancing the divine feminine energy and that divine healed masculine energy. There's certain things you do not want to wing. When it comes to numbers, when it comes to order of operation, when it comes to dates that things need to happen, planning, that's where you're going to use more of that healed masculine energy. And yes, when it comes to your writing and when it comes to maybe even posting your content, this can all be more of that divine feminine energy, but you have to learn how to balance both. And so when it comes to your launch, please make it a priority to make sure you have some kind of lead magnet that is bringing a lot of people to the top of that funnel. Create hype around anyone that already purchased. This is an opportunity for you to do this in the value phase. And one of the things that I love to do here is I love to enroll one or two people in the value phase. So I have not specifically announced it. Again, I'm going to go so slow here because this is a training that I actually did for my mastermind students. So I hope you're taking notes. I want to make sure that you don't skip any of these phases. Number one is hype. And the hype phase is really going to allow that warming up of the client. In phase two, the value phase, you're really going to almost show off all of the things that you know and how you can be resolving a specific problem. Let's move on to phase number three. This is all about the announcement phase. And this is about brand awareness and making sure that everyone knows about your offer. There are many different ways that I like to do this with a pinned post, an email that's sent out. But I always tell my students that if I go onto your social media platforms and I can't tell that you are selling something or that you've announced your offer, then chances are probably nobody else knows too. So really go all in on your social media platforms and announce it. And if you have not done this, or if this is a problem for you, I know why. Because you're probably hiding. You're probably already thinking, oh, nobody's gonna buy it. Well, I don't know if I can do it. I always tell people, commit to your launch. Commit to seeing it all the way to the end. Even if zero people buy, I know that that's not obviously what we want. But even if zero people buy, that's data for you to understand, okay, what did you do that you could have done better? And so never give up in the middle of a launch unless you're pivoting. But in step number three, in phase number three, I want you to get really on the nose about announcing your product. Some of the ways that I love to do this is through a carousel where I write the features of the program. I talk about when the start date is. And most importantly, I give the details of the program. Why? Because this is based on buyer psychology. This is what somebody who is a logical buyer needs. When I announce it, if you notice, I always give a fast action bonus. Okay. So that is my way of knowing that I know my hottest, warmest leads are going to come in that phase. And so I'll do $500 off, 10% off, whatever it is. And I use from the previous week. Remember in the value phase, I said that I usually like to enroll one or two people. This is like my hot audience. Maybe they're a prior client. Maybe they've been watching my stuff. Maybe they're like, oh my God, I can't wait to work with you. And I'm like, you can. Well, in the announcement phase, I tell people, guess what? And already two people signed up or five people signed up. That is my way of continuously hyping up the offer without using scarcity. There's a lot of my audience, including myself, I never wanted to have a brand where, I don't know, like it's so weird to like corner people into making the sale. Like, what the hell is that shit? Like, this is exactly why I teach through the lens of yoga philosophy and in a way that feels embodied, in a way that feels like it's a win-win. I can't tell you how many people I talk to on a call where we're closing a sale and they're enrolling into the program and tears are just flowing. Not so much because they're getting into the program, but because they're at a growth edge. I always remind people that you're working with beautiful human souls. And to me, that is one of the most beautiful things that I get to experience because I so remember that energy of when I picked myself and I was like, whoa, can I really do this? And so just know that as you're announcing your product, it's so important that you also pay attention to anybody who already is enrolled and use that in that announcement. One of the things that I love to also post here, and again, I'm going to get real tangible, because I've recorded already an episode on these steps, but I want to give you specific content. I want you to create a piece of content that shows your glow up. I want you to share, how did you go from X to Y? These posts will always create more connection with your ideal client. Another thing that you can do in the announcement phase is cross-pollinate your content. Again, if you're somebody who is going to skip this, I'm not ready for a webinar, I don't want to do a free challenge, I don't want to do a PDF freebie, then you need to cross-pollinate your audience. This means you're going live purposely with somebody else. You are using the collaborator feature. You're making sure that you're not just staying in your own little bubble. If you're in person, you can do this perfectly. I have a client who is in the studios teaching, and part of her end of class closing is she's inviting people to come see her at the end of class if they are desiring to either go on a retreat with her or work with her. Those are things and ways that you can announce it. So this is not just for people who are online. This is also for people who are in person. Honestly, one of the most amazing things that I've leveraged in my life is learning to actually talk about your offer. And that's why people skip this announcement. That's why they skip the hype phase. Why? Because the foundation of those two things is you talking about your offer from this embodied state. And it's going to require you to not feel weird and salesy and icky and all of these things that you're trying to avoid, which just means what part of you is actually making that a story. I don't know about you, but if you're not obsessed with what the hell you do, like, ain't nobody going to want to work with you. Nobody's going to want to buy anything from somebody who has this kind of wimpy energy. I mean, you have to be energetically invested in your business, in your offering. And it has to be bigger than just like wanting to sell something. Like, that just gets really, really old. I've been in business now in June, I cannot freaking believe it, for 5 years. And I've never taken a break. And it's crazy. I was just sharing this with somebody today. I've never needed to actually take a break. I truly come from the thought process that if you're feeling exhausted by something that you actually love to do, then maybe that's not your dharma. Maybe that's not your purpose. Maybe you are mentally exhausting yourself or beating yourself up. And these are things that we really need to alchemize as spiritual entrepreneurs. It's not just about putting the offer out there and wanting people to flock and come. We have to be able to have these frameworks, not so much for us. I want you to think about it for them. There are so many different types of buyers. And if you're not checking off the checks for them, if you're not giving them a fast action bonus, because they're, trust me, people love to save. If you're not actually announcing the offer with the specific details of when it starts and what they get, like, I promise you, people want to know that. And let's get past this, like, people are just getting it for my energy. Like, yes, and like, hello, people want a result. Like, please don't be that type of person. You can be in your divine feminine energy and show up in your personality and know that, yes, God, source, universe is always attracting you to the right person because you're coming from that abundant state. But please make offers that actually really resolve things for people. Even your retreat is resolving something. Even your yoga class is resolving something. Your meditation class is resolving something. All of your offers, I know we go straight to the transformation, but in this phase, one of the hardest things about announcing it is that you got to get tangible. So here's my next thing. Get tangible personal wins from yourself and from your clients. And so oftentimes in the announcement phase, I will probably go live with about 5 of my past clients from this specific offer. And I'll highlight where they were and where they ended up. I will share some of their biggest transformations and people can hear it from them. And these are ways that I know that this creates not only value, but it's really helping somebody make a big decision. So I get really, really tangible. I also get really tangible with my own personal wins. And this is something that I know a lot of people have trouble with because they're like, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, talk and boast about myself. But again, we're just bringing it back to receipts. We want to make sure that people are making logical decisions based on all of the information that you provide. And I would never purchase any kind of mentorship from anybody if I didn't feel like they also got themselves that result, right? Like, you are your biggest testimony. And those are all things that can go in that announcement phase. Did y'all not see how many points I gave y'all? So like, again, I'm taking this out of just announce it. No, and I am rooting it into practicality. Quickly interrupting this podcast to introduce Divine Dollars, our new newsletter on how to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. This is my exclusive hot take newsletter where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight, insane value on how to grow a profitable, sustainable soul-led business. Each week I'm dropping a hot take on leading industry topics, plus a roundup of my latest YouTube and podcast episodes. Sign up to be the first to know about my upcoming offers and bonuses too. You see, in my world, energy is the new currency to align with so you can double your income and cultivate conscious coins. Get the latest drop each week by subscribing to my newsletter so you can become a better human and in turn become a better CEO. This last phase is the enrollment phase. So before I give you the tangible things, let's talk about this. What does this mean? What does it mean, the enrollment phase? This means that on the last 2 weeks or maybe the last week, you're talking to people. Maybe you're sharing a little bit more about your offer in the DMs. Maybe you are having sales conversations with people. This is about actually connecting with people. I love when people ask me how I build my business and what strategy I use. And I always kind of shock them when I'm like, I just talked to people. I just collected a lot of data. I listened to people in the beginning when I had zero clients. Like, I spent so much of my time doing market research. And so enrollment to me is about connection. It's about making sure that you're connecting with people who potentially want to purchase the thing that you have to offer, but maybe they're afraid to reach out to you, to connect with you. Maybe they've been watching all of your stories and you just connecting with them really gives them that permission and that invitation to continue to ask more questions. So enrollment phase is really important because this is where most of our sales are actually done. People think that it happens in the beginning when you first create that first announcement phase. But remember that by the time you post something to 2 weeks later, there is a huge gap of people who do things last minute. By the way, that's me. You know, when I get that notification that the thing I have in my cart, there's one left, I'm like, okay, I'll buy it. More than half of people who are making their purchases, and by the way, this is based on buyer psychology, most people are buying things last minute. So if you're skipping this whole phase, you're missing out on a huge wave of people. And so one of the things that I always tell our students is take your launch to the end. Follow through. That's probably one of the most important things that you can be doing in this phase. So let's get right into some of the examples. Okay, so in this last phase, you heard me talk a little bit about buyer psychology content. Well, I'm going to break this down and I'm going to give you the type of buyers that I have seen convert the highest. And if you want a full 10-minute explanation of this, I'm going to link a full training and a video down below. The first is an emotional buyer. They probably won't buy anything unless they feel like they actually know you. The second type of buyer is a fast action bonus. And I always make fun of this type of buyer because this is the type of person that they literally get a kick off of getting things for the lowest price. They don't care if they're sitting on the back of the plane in the actual toilet. As long as they got the flight for $10, they are super excited. And that is the whole thing that they love around this energy. I have a family member who does and loves coupon clipping. This is like a whole thing for them. Logical buyers, I already shared with you, is somebody who needs a lot of information in order for them to make their decision. And then there's the social proof person who really needs to know that you've gotten yourself this result. And then lastly, the last minute buyer. And this is somebody who on the 10th hour, on the last email, they're like, okay, I'm getting in. One of the pieces of content that I love to bring in on this phase is mindset. I want you to think about, okay, so if we've talked about their problems and we talked about the resolutions, I want you to think about, well, what's actually in the way? Like, what are they thinking right now about themselves, about money, about time that you can be speaking to in your content? One of the things that I really love about this last enrollment phase is to bring in testimonials in all the many different ways. So yes, you can do it on a live. Yes, you can do it on your stories and screenshot some of the wins and get creative. How else can you do this? I've played around and I've done different carousels where I put the graphic of the actual program first, then maybe a picture of me, then maybe some screenshots of testimonials. And so these are all ways that, again, you can really be highlighting a big portion of social proof. In this last part, you can really start to talk about how your work impacts the bigger collective. What's the culture that you're freaking building? When I think about Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, I light up so much because to me, it's bigger than just this is a course and I'm going to show you how to create X amount of money online. This is about you activating your highest purpose. The amount of people that I see change their life, move to different countries, create wealth, and literally do whatever it is that their heart is telling them to do, whatever it feels in alignment to them, to me, that heals the world, that heals the collective. A lot of people talk about healing the world, right? I know we're talking about launching and now we're talking about healing the world. But in order for us to actually create a ripple effect in the collective, it starts with us. And guess what? If every single day you're freaking negative and every single day you're going to a job that you hate, and everybody does that, what type of world are we actually really creating? So in this last phase, I really like to share with people the impact of not just the small work that you're doing online, but the bigger thing that you're working towards and the culture that you're building within your brand. A few other things that I really want to highlight, again, I'm getting super tangible with every single type of piece of content that needs to be in each phase, which, by the way, I wish somebody would have told me all of this. These are all things that over many, 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 many launches I've discovered. And I actually have this database where I look at, okay, that worked, that didn't work, that worked, that didn't work. Let's double down on what worked. And like, this is based on data. This is not based on me just pulling it out of my mind. This is based off of me seeing the things that have worked in my business and the things that have worked in my students' business. A countdown works like magic. I don't know why people don't do this. When I'm closing out a launch, best believe there is a very big sign that says there's 14 days left, 7 days left, 3 days left. We start tomorrow. Again, I think I know the energy underneath this is like, oh, I think that's so weird. No, there's nothing weird about that. This is about you taking your launch to the finish line and understanding that you're helping a big bucket of people who are waiting for the last minute. You're bringing brand awareness to that. And so you just counting it down, it has this momentum that things are closing, that things are starting. And I feel like that's such a beautiful way to close out a launch. One of the last two things is handling objection. Because I talk to a lot of people in the DMs, on calls, with my clients, I always ask people really potent questions. And one of the biggest things that I hear is, I don't have time, I don't have money. And I actually stopped handling these type of objections because I'm like, I don't actually really believe that. And I tell people that. I'm like, I don't believe in a such thing of, I don't have money. Let's just take that. And this is crazy because this is coming from somebody who literally also invested $20,000 to $25,000 in my first mentor. And I was just like, where the hell am I going to get this? Like, I don't even have a job. And somehow, some way, I have other stories and other episodes on this. I freaking manifested it. I think it's just the power of your mind when you're just so unwilling to take a no. When you actually really want to do something, you would be shocked at how creative you get. And so for me, I stopped handling this, like, I don't have time. It's like, yes, of course you have time. Everybody has time. You have time to do the things that you want. You're maybe not prioritizing that time. That's a different thing. And through my content, I'm very sharp. And I tell people all of the time, like, if you're still using time and money as an excuse, you're probably not my ideal client. Why? Because I don't want to convince you of your own dream. Like, you need to come here convinced. You need to come here sold on your own dream because I'm sold on mine. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not hiring somebody to help me with my confidence. Like, I have the confidence. I just need the execution, or I just need the strategy. So handling objections is really, really important. And you can do that through your content. You can do that through email marketing. You can do that in many ways. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, damn, Melissa, that feels like pretty harsh. That's not my tone. That's fine. That's my tone. But I want you to handle that objection, meaning, give them a different point of view. Give them another way to think about that. And the last thing is really get into the beliefs. Not enough people get into this type of content. We need to really get into the mind of the person that's actually purchasing. So if you're just like, hey, I know you have the problem. Hey, here's the resolution. Come join my program. That rarely ever is going to provide a sold out launch. You need to be giving them proof of concept. You need to be telling them the bigger reason why your work matters. You need to be going live with past clients. You need to be talking about the mindset that they're in and why they are stuck. Recognize that the reasons why people are where they are, it's because they're believing something about themselves. They're believing that they're not worthy. They're believing that they can't create that wealth. They're believing that they don't have enough time. What would happen if you actually handled that belief? And handled means maybe you give them your point of view. Maybe you give them an example of how you've helped another ideal client to do the same exact thing. Maybe you give them an example on how you had to move through that. Those are the four phases, humans. Study them like the back of your hand. Each phase is in 1 week. You can do this in a total of 4 weeks from start to finish. This is what I do time and time again for the past 5 years. People ask me all of the time, what's your secret? How do you launch? How come you're always sold out? This is why. Because I do all of this. Okay. Does it look different every launch? Yeah. Because every moment is different. And I'm always showing up to my business with the understanding that some of these things work, most of these things work, but maybe some of them don't. And then there are new things to add. This is the auditing process of your own business. You actually always have to continue to audit what is working, what is not working. Do more of what's working and then open yourself up to new strategies. All right, humans, that's all I got for you today. Go with peace, go with God. Make sure if you like this episode, screenshot it. Tag me at I am Melissa Ruiz. If you have not gotten on my mailing list, now is the time to do it. We are just launching a weekly newsletter called Divine Dollars, where every single week you're going to get a long ass email from me that really talks about how you can expand your energy so that you can 10x your income. Go ahead over to my Instagram. The link is in my bio, or on any single post, just type the word Divine Dollars and I will send it right to your inbox. All right, go with peace, go with God. See you soon. Breathe.